Attorney General Jeff Sessions was at the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Old City section of Philadelphia earlier today, where he addressed an audience of law enforcement officials. He talked about sanctuary cities, including Philadelphia. Sessions also addressed crime, and it was an event which drew heated protests to the area outside the U.S. Attorney's Office. WHYY's Katie Colinieri was there and joins us now to tell us more. Hello, Katie.
Hey, Mary.
So it was a wide-ranging speech. What are some of the things the Attorney General talked about?
So he talked about gang violence, the opioid crisis, and about violent crime. The fact that the murder rate is up by 11% across the country, and here in Philadelphia, homicides are up 20% over last year.
Tragically, that number increased just last night when a 36-year-old man in a wheelchair was shot in the head and killed as he entered his home. These numbers are significant, but there are people behind the numbers.
Sessions also praised state and local law enforcement officials who were in the room, saying their job is tougher than ever, and he promised that their federal partners in the Justice Department would continue to be there for them. But he did say that that relationship in some places is frayed over the issue of immigration. He does not like the fact that some cities like Philadelphia have adopted policies that limit local law enforcement's cooperation with federal immigration agents, so-called sanctuary cities.
So I urge the city of Philadelphia in every sanctuary city to reconsider carefully the harm they are doing to their residents by refusing to cooperate with federal law enforcement, to rethink these policies. Let's see if we can't get on the same path.
So when it came to sanctuary cities, Sessions kind of struck some very familiar notes. But the most interesting thing, Mary, was that he did not repeat a call that he's made several times before, a threat to cut off federal funding as a punishment to sanctuary cities to kind of get them in line.
All right. And Katie, how did local law enforcement officials in the room react to Sessions' speech?
Philadelphia Police Chief Richard Ross was there, and we spoke to him afterwards. He agreed with some of what Sessions had to say, the facts around the city's rising homicide rate, the notion that that really needs to be dealt with. But he disagreed with Sessions on the issue of sanctuary cities. From where he sits as, you know, the top cop of a major city, unauthorized immigrants are far from his biggest problem. Ross said, in reality, most crimes are committed by young men in neighborhoods racked by cycles of poverty and violence.
Although at one point, Sessions did give a few examples of times when the city did release unauthorized immigrants who committed crimes.
That's true. But that's what you often hear in this debate. On one side, you have critics like Sessions who point to specific examples like this one. There was a Dominican national arrested on charges of raping a minor who got out of a Philadelphia jail after posting $25,000 bail. He was eventually arrested by the feds, but when he was getting out of Philadelphia's jail, local officials didn't hold him until the feds could pick him up there. On the other side, there's Ross, who says Sessions isn't wrong about that.
I don't know if he's incorrect, to be perfectly honest with you, but I do know that the policy is never intended to do that, and I know we are following what we believe to be the law, and so I guess that's a matter of debate all day long.
Ross continued saying he's not an attorney. He's going with what he feels is the right thing to do as the city's police commissioner, and that is following this policy, which he and Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney argue makes the city a safer place for everyone, including immigrants, regardless of their status.
All right, Katie Colinieri, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary.
And here with us now to offer their perspective on the Attorney General's address, Philadelphia City Solicitor Sozie Tulante. Welcome, Sozie.
It's great to be here.
And Miriam Enriquez is head of immigrant affairs for the city. Good to have you here, Miriam.
Thanks for having us.
So, Sozie, a while back, Philadelphia was identified as one of a number of jurisdictions as, you know, being potentially uncooperative with federal deportation agents. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wanted proof that these jurisdictions, including Philly, were following the law. What did you tell the Attorney General?
Well, we didn't tell him anything directly. We wrote to the arm of the DOJ that deals with grants. And by way of background, last year, the Obama administration sent a notice to 9 jurisdictions, including us, telling us that we have to certify compliance with 1373. This is the statute that is at issue. they gave us a deadline of this June 30th. And so on June 22nd, 2017, we wrote to the Department of Justice and we indicated that we do comply with 1373. Just so we're clear, 1373 is a very straightforward statute. It says that cities cannot have a policy prohibiting the sending or receiving of immigration or citizenship status information with then INS, now ICE. They asked us to identify the policies we have and whether we comply. We identified the two policies we have. There's an executive order that was issued by Michael Nutter, and then there's a police directive issued by John Timoney in the early 2000s. And we indicated that we do comply with 1373. We do not share status information with our victims and witnesses of crimes. There's an exception for people who are criminal suspects. And we also explain how, as a law enforcement matter, the different ways we work with ICE, we work with our federal partners by sharing certain databases. But again, those databases don't include immigration status information. But it shows that, you know, we actually are complying with the law. And there's no question in our mind that we do so.
Miriam Enriquez, let's get to that speech that Attorney General Jeff Sessions gave earlier today. Thoughts? What's your reaction?
You know, the same policies that Attorney General Sessions refers to are the same policies that keep our city safe. If you start reversing those policies or taking those policies away, our immigrant communities will not report crimes to police, will not communicate with law enforcement, and that's essentially key to keeping our crime down and opening that gateway of communication between the community and the police and building trust.
Mr. Sessions said that, you know, people come to this country and apply for permission to stay here. He was saying essentially there are proper channels to go through for those who want to live here permanently. Tell us why this doesn't seem to work for so many in the immigrant community.
Well, there are proper channels, but those channels are almost impossible for many of the immigrants that are seeking a pathway to citizenship. Our immigration system is so complex. I think that's one of the things that we try to do. Our job here as the Office of Immigrant Affairs is to do outreach, not only to the immigrant communities, to reassure them that they're safe here in Philly and that none of our policies have changed, but also to those who might question why people are here undocumented. People need to be educated on our immigration system and understand that it is very complex, and that is why we need immigration reform to make actual pathways to citizenship, because right now there is no pathway.
Sozi, if you could just clarify for us as best as possible the difference in the position the federal government has on this issue and the city of Philadelphia has on this issue.
I think the fundamental difference really is that the federal government wants us to hand people over simply on the basis of a detainer. For anyone in our prison facility, if we're going to hand anyone over, we need a warrant. That's whether you have status, you have no status, it's mixed status, it doesn't matter. We're not going to give someone to the federal government unless we are assured that the federal government went to a federal judge, they had a warrant that was signed, then they have the legal authority to do so. We think that's what the law requires, and we really haven't seen anything to make us change our mind.
That's Sozi Tulante, Philadelphia's city solicitor. We also heard from Miriam Enriquez, head of immigrant affairs for the city of Philadelphia.